Sportsnet 960 Mornings, brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
You haven't changed a bit.
You have to turn your mic on, right?
Is this like you singing this to me?
It's like day one every time he comes in here.
That's right, I missed you, buddy.
Jay, can I get some volume on some Kenny Chesney, please?
We sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car. Maybe we shone every star in that clear September sky. One bottle of wine, two Dixie cups, 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life.
It just don't happen twice, Pinder.
You're edgy today, hey, Pinder?
I'm fine, thank you.
No, you're edgy, I can tell.
I'm fine.
I know you're fine, but you're edgy.
All right.
Nothing wrong with being edgy. I find it quite often I'm edgy.
At least I've got Kenny Chesney to take the edge on.
That's right. Just picture yourself relaxing. A couple cold Coronas on the beach with Kenny.
Sure. He loves the beach.
Yeah. Big beach guy.
Kenny does.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're back from a beach of sorts. You were in Phoenix for a few days. How was...
Absolutely zero beach in Phoenix.
Well, beach. Sand, I guess.
Used to be the bottom of the ocean.
Sand.
There's lots of sand, which is kind of beachy.
Less water.
Yeah. How was it? The thing I like about going to Phoenix, every day is the same.
It's like L.A.
What's it like today? Oh, nice? Good. What's tomorrow like?
We had
nice.
We had a sprinkle of rain.
Did
you? The first morning.
Come on.
Just catching the... tail end of the monsoon season, as they say. It was, we took the middle child. The
How
one
old?
The one you may describe as the, what's the right word?
Careful.
Exactly.
Be careful.
Anyways, you know what I'm trying to say.
No, please explain.
No, I can't.
I
think
do,
of,
but
I'm having a hard time finding the right word to describe.
Come on. You can find it.
He's testing. He's a very testing
right.
tester. And I wouldn't do it again. It was fine. We took him. It was going to be his trip. We just took him and did three-year-old stuff. So, la-di-da. But I've decided, why in the hell would I fly all the way to Phoenix to do three-year-old stuff?
You do it all here.
Is the swimming pool in Phoenix that different than Calgary?
You can go to Heritage Park here. You don't need to see a train in Arizona.
I can go rent a bloody hotel room and do water slides for the day.
So was there any spinoff that was good, that was a benefit for you and your chick?
No.
Nothing?
Because the kid, he's asleep at 8:30 at night. He has an afternoon nap. Where we were staying was at least 20 minutes, 25 minutes from anywhere. Right, like from a shopping center.
You're not taking the three-year-old to Mastro's?
Oh, I wanted to so bad.
I know.
She
so good.
Wouldn't go for it.
No?
We're not taking him there.
I went last year when I was there.
Oh.
Good Lord, good God almighty. Pinder, you ever been?
No.
Mastro's.
Oh. It's a meal that you'll
What's
never...
the one, the Ocean Club
Ocean
in Scottsdale?
Club. Ocean Club, yeah.
Mm.
Second to none. Oh! So yesterday, I get home. Remember the last segment I did last week? What was it about?
I don't remember.
Trampoline?
Biting. What?
The biting dog.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
The dog, yes.
So I'm at the house checking things out yesterday. There's a guy down at the end of the street. He's doing a reno, too. The guy doing it for him pulls over and he goes, hey, two of my guys got bit by that dog.
No.
Yes.
Really, hey?
It's a biter.
He's a biter. Nipping.
Yeah.
Nipping away.
Yeah. Listen to the show, and he's like,
yeah.
I know that. I thought that was you doing this house. And
he's
like, yeah.
It's time, hey? So what are you guys going to do? You better not talk about it on here.
No,
because,
we can't. I mean,
yeah.
Guilty.
It'd be terrible, though, if something happened.
Wouldn't it be awful?
Completely
if that
coincidental.
Dog missing? It'd
Poor
just
thing.
Be awful.
What do you do? Do you now call the authorities? And maybe, hey.
911.
Dog's got a history.
Sometimes you need a little vigilante justice, Rhett, and you'd know this more than anyone else.
I agree.
If the refs won't do it, we'll take care of this ourselves.
We need to get into the banana and aloe water, but we'll wait because I do want to get into the Flames stuff. Since you've been away, the Flames have been performing admirably. They came home from this six-game road trip with a record of 4-2.
Wouldn't have guessed that.
Which, any again, and I said it, at the start of the season or at any point during the season, for any team.
Any team.
To go on a six-game road trip, win the last game of the trip to finish 4-2, success. No coach will be ripping their team after a 4-2 six gamer.
How about back to back nights, Nashville, Chicago, travel in the middle, and you win in the United Center? They got wins out of both those buildings. That's crazy.
Are we believing? Like, are we that excited that we're believing? Because I asked this at the start of the year.
Believing what, Rhett?
I said, are we underestimating this team at all? Because we do believe in their camaraderie. And their belief in team.
Work ethic.
Their work ethic, their leadership. We do believe in that. Why can't that be good enough to get them to a playoff or in the hunt for a playoff spot throughout the season? Not till January.
Here's why. Their goaltending has been off the charts.
Yes.
There's not been a bad goal.
And?
In seven games, there's no way it can continue.
Why? Because that's what good goaltending is, right?
It is, but... These
good,
are
good goaltendings. Bobrovsky didn't go to Columbus.
Bobrovsky!
Yeah.
but we know enough, I think, at this point about both of these goaltenders, right? Jonas Hiller's been around. We know enough about Kari Ramo, even as a Flame, let alone. I just don't think they are level, right? They're not going to be able to keep their teams in like they have been. And they did. Out of the seven games this year, how many... Even throw in losses. How much of it is on the goaltenders?
How many nights have they faced better goaltending than they've had?
Not often.
Maybe once.
Yeah.
The goaltending won't be able to continue at this rate.
They got two of them, Dean. It should be no problem.
Well, I know.
And the thing that you said, like, I'll play counterpoint here. I mean, I don't know that we do know enough about Kari Ramo. What is he? Because when he's been unreal, he's been lights out. When he's been average,
we knew nothing
he's been really
about
average.
Mika Kiprusoff.
Oh, he hates that comparison. I did that
last Friday
to him.
It's not a comparison to Mika Kiprusoff. It's a comparison to the
situation.
Right? Yeah. I understand, but that was a once-in-a-lifetime kind of a thing that a goalie like Mika Kiprusoff is going to come out at that. Everything happened at that time. Leaves San Jose, comes to Calgary, plays, and then is... the best goalie ever, right?
How that
don't happen twice. Well, thank you, Kenny.
But
Chesney.
It can happen for a season. Goalies can get hot for a season and make you a playoff team.
All right.
That's happened,
hasn't
it?
Then it is my opinion that the goaltending will not continue at this level. They're two of the best in the league right now. I don't see it continuing. I don't think they're going to be able to put the puck in the net enough. There's going to be at least a key injury along the way. And right now, it's Brody Giordano playing 25 a night.
Out of their skulls.
There's just too much. It's been great through seven games. The goaltending, the defense, the things have
Isn't
been happening
that what
for
good
them.
Players do?
And they're still 4-3. Everything has been great, and they're still 4-3.
Yeah, and they had no business getting points in Chicago. You couldn't do that again.
Or
if you
Edmonton,
tried. I suppose. At least they had a good 20 minutes in Edmonton. They were absolutely manhandled as badly as you could be, and yet find a way to get 2 points in Chicago.
I'm not asking them to finish first. I'm saying, can they be in a playoff?
That's no. All.
Okay.
That is my opinion. No, Rhett. Do you think they can be in a playoff spot or chase for?
No.
I don't see why. But we could probably all agree on is that this isn't a team that's going to have a chance to pick number one unless they win the lottery.
They're not going to have the 25% chance.
And I don't think, you guys had them, what, 28, 29 in the league when we did their predictions 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, they aren't bad enough.
I had 27, so none of us are, they might be better than all of our expectations.
I still don't know about that.
But it's still early. Even though
I asked that question, could they be in the playoff hunt? I still don't know that they're.
But here's the thing. It's not how good are the Flames. It's how bad is Carolina? Yeah. How bad is Buffalo? How bad are these other teams?
Even Winnipeg's looking at a fifth straight loss.
Winnipeg.
Winnipeg is awful.
They could be. They could.
And the Oilers are one win removed from complete despair. You're less than 24 hours from them being a zero-win team 2 weeks into the season.
You're right. And so, it's early, so some teams are going to turn it
around. You know what? I'm going to put my hands up because the fan feedback line is all over me. You're right. Kari Ramo will win the Vezina within 5 years. Because it happened to Steve Penny. It happened to Blaine Walker. It happened to Jim Carrey. And it happened to J.S. Jaguar. And it happened to Mika Kiprasov. So, yes, Kari Ramo will win the Vezina within 5 years.
Who was the guy out of Saskatchewan that went to Boston? Same sort of thing.
Blue. There was Carrey.
Blue?
John Blue. Is Jim Carrey.
Blue was way old.
Well, Jim Carrey was Washington.
Washington. Oh,
Steve Penny went to Montreal.
There was a guy in. Do you remember?
Yeah, I do.
He was like early
90s.
Yes. Because he came out of junior, and I remember he was nobody.
And Blaine Locker, he was the guy in Boston, right? Was Blaine Locker not the guy that went to Boston?
Maybe that's who.
Pinder's giving me that squinty.
There's a name at the tip of my tongue, and that's not it. And I'm not saying that's not the guy, but I'm hung up on
that.
You're not thinking of Darren Poopa, are you?
No,
because Darren Poopa
was much more established.
Came right out of high school, and Tim Thomas, just more fodder to back up the fact.
But there's a lot of these guys.
I know
the whole league's full of them. You look at where was Mike Smith before everyone wanted him on Team Canada? What about Anderson, the year he had in Colorado out of the blue? I mean, career backups turn into mega studs.
I will gladly be wrong about it.
I just don't think it's that uncommon.
When Kari Ramo turns into a mega stud, and I'm using air quotes, when he is a mega stud, I will say, hey, you know what? I sold short on Kari Ramo.
But boom, is it inconceivable that let's say he gets moved to the deadline. He's got no contract for next year. Maybe they move him. If he went to a team with a decor that had more than two really solid defensemen, and he only faced 22 shots a night, why couldn't he be one of the top five statistical netminders in the league?
Oh, he's a top five goalie. You guys have swung me.
Well, now you're just being a turd.
No, I'm not. He's a mega stud top five goalie.
You're putting words. We're not saying that. We're just saying.
Am I putting words or am I repeating what you're saying?
You're not repeating what I'm saying at all. I'm asking you, would it be inconceivable to see him move to a team with a better defensive system and decor and have more success than he's having now?
No.
No, because he's having such good success now that I don't know if he can be any better. What about this other team that was so great last year and is 1-4-1?
The Colorado Avalanche with their Semyon Varlamov out of the blue netminding?
Rup.
Well, Varlamov's out, right? That's part of it. He's injured, and so is Rito Berra. They've been going with Calvin Pickard.
Now there's a good farm kid, eh?
He's from Winnipeg.
Yes!
And boys, his
of course he's from Manitoba,
of
right?
course.
His brother's name is Chet, by the way.
Chet and Calvin Pickard. I don't know how they haven't phoned into the show yet. But, to get right back around to it, and I know that our buddy, what's his name? Darren Haynes, blogged about it. Too good to be that bad. Too good to be first overall bad. Because they're too well coached. Their goaltending's too good. Their defense is too good.
They're a team. Play as a team.
And they're a team.
Now you're saying Colorado or Calgary now?
Calgary. Right?
Yeah. Well,
it's to the point. I don't think they're playoff team. I don't think they're going to really make a real 11th? Chase for it. But they're not going to be.
Well, let's break it down again here. Who's going to be terrible in this?
Carolina is going to be awful.
But even in this conference,
that's tough.
Winnipeg. Are they going to come out of it?
They could easily come out of it. They could easily be awful. It's just that volatile there. No, am I like boom? They could play well. They really could.
They should be better than what they are.
I hate their goals. That's the one thing.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's the same goaltending that they've had since they moved to Winnipeg.
Pretty much.
And they've been
hot and cold with them.
They've been better than dead last. In the conference, it's a great question. I don't know who could be.
The Oilers look like they got their crap together. They played very well against Vancouver on Friday after the 13-goal disaster on back-to-back nights. Now they beat Tampa last night. They're getting some goaltending from Scrivens.
Here's the thing.
They're creating chances.
I almost have to employ my San Jose rationale with the Oilers that until they show me anything different, I can't believe it.
Well, they showed you something last night, though, is what I'm saying, right? And you clearly need more.
It's their first win of the season.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, in terms of being a playoff team or showing significant progression, much like with San Jose, can they be a cup team? Well, they got to make a cup first. The Oilers are going to have to do something before I'm a believer that they're going to make any kind of move.
I found the guy Rhett was trying to think of. Byron Defoe.
Ah.
Lord Bruin. Byron.
Byron Defoe. Did he win a Vezina?
He was a first-team All-Star 93-94.
He was great for Boston for a stretch, for sure.
Actually, that's not the right year. Apologies. It was 98-99. He was a second-team All-Star. There you are. So he had a solid year there. But again, it's goalies are a weird thing, right?
Well, they may.
And these guys could get cold tonight and stay cold for a while. Remember last year? In Christmas to like early January, they couldn't score a goal for their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Flames are pretty much where they were at last year through seven games. They're almost the exact same spot.
Mm-hmm.
So when we watched the team go through a goal scoring drought late December, early January, were we saying there's no way they could finish last? Not at all. A lot of people thought absolutely they could and they would. Now they found a way to come back out of the Olympic break strong, but it is so early. They could still finish last. It's tough to watch the way they're playing now and see it.
Yeah, again, for the sake of repetition, they're a team. They play for each other. They play well. And in Carolina, a guy named Chris Terry is leading their team in scoring.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Chris Terry.
Oh,
he scored a time.
Ryan's
He's been
brother?
In their affiliate for a while.
Not Ryan's brother.
Oh. I thought maybe it was Ryan's brother.
We'll talk with Stephen Brunt when we come back.
Remember Ryan Terry?
No.
No?
No. Who's Ryan Terry?
Tri-Cities?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Terry Ryan,
oh, yeah.
Dummy.
Welcome back, Rhett.
Pretty close.
Sure it wasn't Philip Phillips?
Oh, I'm lightheaded.
Ryan Terry. Oh, boy. I miss you, buddy. 718, Stephen Brunt.
You donkeys.
I need food.
This aloe water is not working for you, Rhett, and you haven't even cracked your banana yet.
Okay. Good to have you plugged in, everybody. It's that time of day. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Follow the show on Twitter at Boomer and Rhett. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
Game day, Calgary Flames taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. Steven Stamkos, one of those guys, last year did not play when the Lightning came through, so first time in a long time.
Is it also not another special night at the Dome?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Are you going? Is that why it's
special? I've got four tickets.
Really?
Are you going to get one of those huge body bags full of popcorn?
I took the kid to that exhibition game, and we're in the same suite, and the lady working there, she's like, are you going to steal all my popcorn?
Are you going to steal?
Not in front of the kid.
Your reputation precedes you as a popcorn thief, apparently. Very pleased to welcome Stephen Brunt to the show.
Stephen Brunt, brought to you by Eastside Kia. The Gear Up and Save event is on. Save $5,000 on a 2014 Kia Sportage SX Turbo and receive no-charge winter tires with your purchase. Visit EastsideKia.ca.
Very disappointed, Steve. I had great intentions to watch your feature on Orn Skoldskvik or whatever it is, but I've not. I know it's online. There's no excuse, really, and I feel badly for it. But I understand it's great.
Well, it's pretty cool. It's on Sportsnet.ca and probably somewhere else, but It is a brisk telling of the Orn Skoldskvik story. I got to tell you, we had Don Cherry on Primetime Sports last night, who essentially gave me hell for it and said that he would respond to it as though it required a response. on Saturday night. So I'm very honored by that. You know, it's not like it's a controversial story. It's just kind of a nice story about a little town in Sweden that cranks out hockey players. But I guess the word Sweden would be the part he's responding to.
Yeah.
Could have said Viking, Stephen. Had to go to Orange Skoldsvik, didn't you?
It's hilarious when we were over there, and I actually told Don this last night. You know, like 4 or 5 times we were interviewing people, and they said, "You know this Don Cherry man?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "He doesn't much like the Swedish hockey players, does he?" Hmm. I said, no, he doesn't. But they all knew him. Like, they all knew him.
Yeah.
So, you know, Victor Hedman, we interviewed Victor Hedman's dad. Too bad Victor Hedman's hurt, because it would have been a bit of a treat to see him. He said he was having a great start to the season. But his dad is this big, jolly guy named Ole Hedman. And Ole had come to Canada to see Victor play, and I guess someone got him a tour of the CBC studios, and then CBC studios. And he was all excited because he got to sit in Don Cherry's chair. And I said to him, "You know, he doesn't like the Swedish hockey players." And I said, "Well, that's okay." So anyway, I look forward to hearing what Don has to say. My sense is that, you know, he's going to claim that North York is actually the greatest hockey factory in the world or something like that.
Well, I was going to say he probably could have saved a lot of money instead of flying to Sweden. You could have just driven to Kingston.
Yeah, Kingston or Don's big thing right now is that the reason the Leafs haven't won a Stanley Cup, well, maybe this is an overstatement, but, you know, I guess that overstatement countered with an overstatement. So the reason the Leafs have been crappy forever is because they don't draft enough players from Toronto.
Yeah, I saw that rant.
Yeah. So, like, I'm not, you know, I'm thinking that's probably not totally true, but that's fine.
You haven't gone too deep into the analysis to find out if it's accurate?
No, I've not done the analysis of every, and and we have to decide whether, you know, Markham is Toronto or something. I guess where it ends is Hamilton. I guess, no, Hamilton's definitely not Toronto, but, you know, they've got some local kids. They have had local kids. I'm just not sure that. But, you know, I'll give them credit. You know, talking to him last night. So on a Monday night in October, Don Cherry was on the radio, and then he was going to go out and watch GTHL, which is the minor hockey in Toronto, Greater Toronto Hockey League. He was going to go out and watch some GTHL games last night.
Oh yeah.
So you can't say the guy doesn't live it because he lives it.
It's an interesting dynamic between he and McCowan, I would think. Was he live or was he on the phone?
Yeah, he was on the phone. Yeah,
okay.
On the phone.
Because the room room's not big enough.
Yeah, there's two large people there. You're correct. But, you know, the truth is no one's larger than Don. Like, you know, when he's been in studio the odd time, which he has, you know, he's the star. You know, Bob goes into a supporting role when Don's there.
Not many people will do that to McCowan.
That would be just about. I think that would be it. I think there's one.
Not even you.
Definitely not me. Yeah. No, I'm the amiable sidekick. As your amiable sidekicks know, that's a very important role. That's
very right. Important, Boomer. Remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm kind of the I'm the Ed McMahon figure.
I don't even know if I want to go there because the story came out yesterday, and you're a guy. I'm curious your perspective on it. Again, if we can quickly move past it because we spent a lot of time talking about Ray Rice. But Slava Voynov, very quickly suspended by the NHL yesterday after he was arrested for domestic abuse. I guess just your thoughts in general on the NHL response to this and where it goes from here.
Well, the NHL response is, you know, obviously, you know, it comes in the wake of the hash that the NFL made of the Ray Rice situation and a bunch of other situations. So it's pretty easy to be, in some ways, it's easy to be the second guy in and get it right after seeing somebody get it really wrong. But the other part of this is that, you know, they have a clause in the collective agreement that makes it easy. Which is a good thing. You know, there's a clause in the collective agreement that says while you are being investigated, if what you are charged with essentially is, you know, bad for the league, bad for the league's image, you can be suspended with pay until we complete our own investigation, and, you know, and again, unstated, while the police complete their investigation. So they had a mechanism for making him go away without having to say, we have to wait for due process here. We have to wait to see what the police say. We have to see whether you're charged, which is a very convenient thing to have in a contract. So, you know, they don't have to, so no one has to, there's no argument saying, well, hang on, what if he's not, he didn't do it, you know, which is possible, right? It's possible he's innocent. But because of the way the contract, the collective agreement with the players is written, you don't have to fret over that. You just say, look, you go away for a little while, we're going to keep paying you, and then we'll figure this thing out. It's, you know, a very, very useful. So, again, makes it a bit easier for the NHL. Not saying that, you know, not taking anything away from their swift action and decisive action, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, it's not a debate. No one's going to grieve it. And no one's going to sit back and say that, you know, this isn't fair. The he hasn't had due process because, the players agreed to something where they could be suspended without without the due process of the law being carried out to the end.
We'll move on. World Series tonight, game number one, Giants, Royals. I'm curious how this one will play, and part of me doesn't care because I think it's going to be good baseball, but I wonder what the ratings and what the reaction is going to be because there is no really major market. It's not Boston, New York. There's no LA Angels or Dodgers involved. It's kind of small market stuff, and I wonder if the ratings are going to be there. I think the ball's going to be good, but I wonder if anyone's going to care.
Yeah, I think the ratings will be lousy. I think that's but World Series ratings have been deteriorating for years. It's not, baseball's a really strong regional sport in the United States and in Toronto, right? And in Canada, if Canada's a region, the Blue Jays get very good ratings nationally, but it's not what it was once upon a time. The World Series is not the Super Bowl. It's not even close. So the ratings won't be good. And everybody will wring their hands and say the World Series isn't what it used to be, and they'll be right. In theory, I think we had Rob Neyer on from Fox last year, who wrote a column, so just give him credit for it, where he made a statistical case that these are the worst two teams ever to play for the World Series.
They are. Got 90 wins, Steven.
Yeah, he's right. If you extend to a second wild card, eventually that's going to happen, right? You're going to get teams that are sort of middle of the pack-ish, high middle of the pack, who scrape into the playoffs. And you had one team that was the second wild card. You had another team that would have had to go into a playoff game. If we'd been in the old format, would have been on a playoff for the wild card. So yeah, they're farther down the food chain than any other World Series winning team has ever been. And you got two of them. So yeah, they're not great, but they've had one of them hasn't lost in the postseason, and the other one's has been in two of the last five World Series and won them. So it's going to be the baseball has been fun. This has been a great baseball. If you're just watching the games as a neutral, it has been a blast. There's been a lot of interesting stuff. Series have been a little short lately, but that's not the worst thing. Kansas City is a great story. Everybody likes the way they play. I don't think it's the template for other teams in the future, but it's fun while it lasts. And, they could turn into a pumpkin. It's entirely possible here, right? I guess the precedent was trying to remember the year. I think it's 07 that Colorado played Boston, I think, and came in and were undefeated in the postseason before the World Series, and then they kind of turned into themselves. So I think that is a possibility here. But you've got two teams with great bullpens. Kansas City plays great defense. They don't have a great offensive team, but they were a very good offensive team in the playoffs anyway. And San Francisco's got a couple of elite offensive players in Posey and Sandoval, and a great bullpen, probably slightly better starting pitching, I would say. So kind of a pick 'em series between two teams that are seventh or eighth or tenth best in the majors. But the World Series is, it's contained within itself. So, it doesn't matter who's not playing. This is who's playing.
Quick thought on just the lawsuit the CHL's facing. Is this just another in a long line of people trying to get more pay for players, or does this have any teeth that'll actually work?
I just heard Dave Branch doing a long interview on this on CBC here, and trying to explain away the fact that they don't pay players and making it sound like they don't make any money in the CHL. There's some teams in the CHL make a lot of money, and yes, they do have a scholarship system now, which is great, and they do they put them in billets and they feed them, but essentially they're paying junior hockey players what they paid them in 1968. So, if I look at a team like the one down the road from me in London, Ontario, with the Hunters run, the London Knights, that draws 9,000 people a night into an NHL, a kind of a mini NHL arena, and gets to keep all the profit from that, and pays the players $50 a week. It's like the NCAA debate. There's a case to be made here that these guys are being exploited. Now, whether anybody wins that case, I don't know, but it does. People are making money. Players are being paid nothing. Part of the reason they make so much money is because the players are being paid nothing. That doesn't seem quite right to me.
Well, we can relate because we're being paid like we're in 1980.
Yeah, that would be the parallel.
We too are being exploited.
That's correct,
yes,
Stephen.
To the streets, boys.
That's right.
Shut it down.
Give me that guy's number, would you? Thanks, Steve. We'll talk to you later this week.
See you guys.
Steven Brunt for Eastside Kia, 739. We will come back. A jersey retirement in Buffalo. Could it be? Is it Rhett Warner night coming up?
My goodness.
In Buffalo at the...
Wouldn't that be something?
At the Big Barn January 13th? Have they called you? Contacted you? We'll get into that as well.
This Saturday night, the Calgary Flames host the Minnesota Wild, and once again, it's Retro Night at the Saddle Dome. Get there early. You won't want to miss a video tribute to Retro, including inspirational messages from Ryan Smith, Danny Heatley, and Flames captain Jerome Iginla. One night only, enjoy discounts on tasty goodies from the concession stands like nachos and breakfast sandwiches.
It's not like he's Danny Heatley eating too many breakfast sandwiches.
Retro night. Be one of the lucky contestants in the intermission, the off-the-glass and out competition, the slowest skater contest. In the Fanatic, half off all triple extra large retro jerseys.
Headlines are going to be fat, 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 and fat.
Retro night! Don't forget to grab your very own photo of Retro from the concourse. They're full 8x10 glossies with no messy autographs getting in the way. And after the final buzzer, be sure to stay in your seats as the team will play a recorded message from Retro with his success story. How to become the highest paid individual in your field and work just 2 hours a day. This Saturday at the Dome, it's Retro Night.
I forgot about that one. That was a huge success. Maybe that's what tonight, you were trying to think what tonight's Flames
Specials.
Game is.
Yeah,
that was a couple years ago.
I'm surprised that hasn't been an annual. I feel like that would have staying power.
You can't go to that well too often because it's so emotional, right? You can't replicate that kind of emotion.
Shades of 04? Probably not.
We'll see who's getting their jersey retired. That and Paul Maurice says he's going to make you effing cry. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boomer in the morning, only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
Watch them burn. Lightning Flames tonight, 7 o'clock at the Dome. Steinberg with warm-up at 6 o'clock from the Hot Stove Lounge. Hockey Central at noon, big show. They'll be getting you ready for it all day. I would guess probably the Lightning won't skate this morning. They lose last night in Edmonton by a score of 3-2, but you'll hear plenty of Calgary Flames reaction after their morning skate today. Rhett Warner in. It is Boomer and Warner in the morning on your Tuesday. You walked in prior to 7. And to this point, it's generally been two coffees.
Because I start at 7.
Yeah. Two coffees and a 1 pound double cheese croissant. Today you come in, one coffee, a bottle of aloe water, and a banana. Rhett Warner, are you making a lifestyle change?
I do believe I've turned the corner.
Have you?
I've kicked the addiction.
Really?
Right to the can.
Now, you were just on kind of a semi-holiday.
Yeah.
Did you eat well?
No. I'm walking through the airport. Forgot my book. Love to read. Big reader.
Yeah.
Especially before bed, eh? Don't watch TV.
That's right, yeah.
So I got...
I'm a reader, eh?
I got no book for the flight. So I'm... There's not a lot of choices in the airport, eh?
Mm.
Grab this book called Grain Brain. Made me think.
Yeah.
Got me thinking. Could make better choices in your life, Mr. Warner.
What's the problem with grains? What kind of grain? What are we talking about?
Don't they come from the prairies? Those are good Saskatchewan people, huh?
Apparently, from this guy's point of view, and he's some neurosurgeon specialist kind of guy, they mess you up. It all starts in the gut. The flora of the gut.
Okay.
You got to have the right flora, the right bacteria, the right things happening in the gut.
Hmm.
If you want the rest of the system to work correctly. And that stuff throws you off.
Your system has not been working correctly, if I may say.
What about a double cheese croissant?
They're delicious.
Does that get the bacteria?
Where do you go for food addictions? Is that?
You probably talk to somebody.
Is there?
Yeah, there's probably someone you can talk
someone
to.
Someone that could, because.
Much like if you had a drug or alcohol or sexual or any other kind of an addiction, there's probably somebody out there who can help you with food. Difference being that you have to eat food to survive. You don't need to do the other things to survive.
Yeah.
As a species, anyways, you do, but yes.
I'm going to be a paleo.
Are you?
I'm a paleo. Do you know what a paleo is?
I do, yeah. It's
you and me, Boom. We are hunter-gatherers. That's you and me.
That's what it is, right? If it's hunted or gathered.
Yep.
Anything else you have to...
No.
Just foraging.
It comes in a package.
Well,
no good.
I sent a message, and we'll get in. I want to get him in. Old Dmitry Tsumpas, first-round pick of the Calgary Stampeders, has retired due to a concussion. He's Johnny Paleo, like research. He's
get him in here.
I'm trying. I'll have to get his digits, but he'll send us the right way, as he's a staunch believer in the paleo diet.
I did it last fall and felt great. And then those damn croissants. I was addicted to those. Still am.
But I love my carbs, eh? What am I going to do? But it's So we've both kind of turned the corner?
Yeah, we're very healthy. We are health conscious.
It's good.
The next step is to actually sweat.
Right. Well, for me, it's been, I'm probably heading into week 4 of legitimate exercise eating, right?
I think that we should have a contest. We've got a few weeks. Let's build ourselves up to Christmas.
Yeah.
So that we can just
fall right off the wagon. All right. But I know, I said to you, I know it's working, because when I was driving the other day, I didn't feel my boobs jiggling under my seatbelt.
You hit a few bumps?
You have man boobs.
You know, because there's a while there, you kind of, with the seatbelt, I was like, oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. My boobs are jumping. So it's a little bit tighter through the chestal area.
Nice.
Which is
that's a good feeling.
It's comforting to not have as big of boobs, yes.
Are the clothes getting looser? We're not there yet.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah, I don't know that
you
the scales...
like crisscross.
I don't know that the scale's doing a lot, but the pants and shirts are all starting to come
it's
around.
It's weird when you... Before you start, it's a very daunting thing, hey? It's like, oh, I'll never get... No.
It's
going to take forever. This is not... I can't live that way. And then you make it 10 days, 2 weeks, 3, 4. All of a sudden you look back, you're like, geez, I felt good for the last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Put the pants on, feels pretty nice.
Yeah.
Drive down the road.
He's been in good spirits.
Not smacking myself in the chin.
I might actually be able to get to a Flames game one of these days because I might be able to fit in my suit.
Oh, geez. That's what's been holding you back?
Haven't gone to a game in 3 years. Can't fit in my suit.
The suit's too tight. Look like Darren McCarty.
Look like Danny Heatley.
His buttons bursting.
Anyways,
anyone's going to hang out with me, do not, please. I'm not good at peer pressure. Not.
I brought cookies today. They're sitting right at the table over there.
Good
don't,
at peer
you know
pressure.
What? Stop it.
Thanks,
don't do
friend.
It.
I'm going to bring croissants
tomorrow.
That's
one thing
tomorrow,
I can
Rex.
Push
we'll
away.
How you do.
The desserts. Careless.
You know what I can't? We've talked about this many times because you and I have done this merry-go-round of fitness and falling off fitness. Chips.
Chips are good.
Can't say no to chips.
Nope.
Can't have them in the house. That's the only way you can win that game.
Oh, you're right. Because if they're there.
If they're there, you can eat them. You're always hungry. They're always there. It's easy. What's going to happen when we go to this man cave at James's house? Because we promised nachos and breakfast sandwiches, right? We gave this away yesterday when you weren't here. You need a cheat day.
Cheat days are fun. You need cheat days.
Okay. It's the cheat 3 month.
Yeah.
That is. It's
the cheat seasons.
The cheat decade.
Yeah, fall off.
Summer.
I took fall off from the diet.
From the life.
Winter, I'll get back in.
Don't
you know?
Call it a diet. It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle change, Rhett.
That's right.
We'll get Soomp in here as soon as he responds to some of my messages.
Is he a big, nasty looking person?
You got it. Yeah, you got
it. I need to be scared.
He was one of those guys when he's doing the bench press, the bar is bending.
Ooh.
Freak. Freak.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So we'll get Soomp in. I want to do do a bit of this. The every hockey market is kind of the same in our country. When things are going great, you're planning parades. When things are going poorly, you just tear the building down because they may never win again. Mm-hmm. Winnipeg, of course, lost to the Calgary Flames the other night. Sixth game of a six-game road trip against the Flames at home. Great first period. Final 40, couldn't get out of their own way. Took Sunday off? They played Sunday. Yesterday was an off day, but Paul Maurice met with the media. And I know, Jay, if you can play this for me, this was Paul Maurice kind of at the podium answering some of the media questions yesterday. Questions, you know, look at this team. It changes. How are things in the room? Are they getting along? What's going on?
Blake talked about the idea of accountability and how it wasn't necessarily the players' jobs to keep other teammates accountable. Whose job is it then to make sure
it's
that guys are...
It's not the player's job to tell you about it. I don't come out half to hear and open this book up to you and tell you everything that goes on in the room. I could make you cry in that room. It's not the... Listen, I understand you have to work with what you're given, and I appreciate that. But the accountability in the room is fine. We deal with our problems directly. Apologize for the profanity.
Apologize for the profanity.
I could make you cry in that room.
Wouldn't it be great if a cell phone went off there? Not sure. Go all Tortorella and melt down.
That's 1-4. 5 games into the season.
Not sure what that means.
F-bombs at the coach's press.
You know what, so I think he's more mad at Wheeler. Is he talking about, is that?
Or he's more mad at the media.
Well, he's mad. He has to answer the question. He knows that the media is trying to do a job, but why am I talking about this? It's not my place to tell you what happens in the room.
Well, I think he's wondering why the media has their hands. Well, yeah, why are we talking about in the room with the media? That's usually a big no-no.
So he says that everything's fine. There's the accountability. We take care of it. But also says, I could make you effing cry in that room.
I don't know what that means.
Is he going to put him in the figure four leg lock?
I could make you cry in that room.
A lot of that going on.
Anyway.
A few people walking by.
So if in Calgary, or if you're in Edmonton and you're listening, and we know you're listening in Edmonton because what else are you going to listen to up there? Don't fret because it's bad and it gets bad everywhere. And you think sometimes, geez, are we overreacting? Everyone overreacts. If you're a legitimate hockey market and you don't get crazy.
Overreact or not, what's the amount of games that you're – where's your cutoff? They're 5 games in. They're 1-4. They got 2 points. How many games in before it's like – is it 10?
Well, I'll tell you what. They got Carolina tonight. You lose to Carolina as bad as they are.
Both have lost 4 straight. Carolina hasn't won. At least the Jets do have a victory. But they've lost 4 straight since. And one of the other questions he was asked, you know, is it time for change? You got to make a trade, get some changes. Well, like what? How do you?
What are you going to do?
Given
right
that
now?
Team, unless you're going to make a fundamental change in the philosophy of the team, Buffalo needs to be better. Wheeler, Little, goalie,
Ladd,
Kane.
You have all those players on your roster.
Kane's hurt.
That's how you get better. Is by them playing better. But I couldn't believe when I heard the coach fire out an F-bomb 2 weeks into the season.
Well, and this is Paul Maurice, guys. Like, this is the most subdued, monotone, calm coach one of the top. Like, there are guys there aren't many guys that show less emotion than this
I'm
guy.
Telling you.
For him to be this pissed, that tells you all you need to know about Winnipeg.
I think he's mad at, Wheeler was Blake. I'm telling you. I would be mad, too, because when I heard the reporter, whoever it was, asking the question, I'm like, he said what to who? You can't say that to the
reporter.
You're whining already about, not even whining, you're talking to the media about.
Jay, can we hear that first question again? Can we hear the start of that?
Blake talked about the idea of accountability and how it wasn't necessarily the players' jobs to keep other teammates accountable. Whose job is it then?
And it's weird because that statement, it's not the player's job. I've been on teams where, how to explain this? I've been on teams where the coaches have had to come in and said, you guys should hold each other accountable. Well, yes, we should, but we can't be the guys. I can't be sitting across the room screaming at Iggy.
Right.
Because he didn't back check. The coach has to bench him. And I think that's what Wheeler, it sounds like that's what they're going through in Winnipeg, is that the players think the coach wants the players to be the dictators and holding guys accountable. But the players are saying, wait a minute, that's all. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You have to set the standard and then we can monitor it. He's
clearly pissed that he has to talk about it. It sounds like
it's the guy's player's job to tell you about it.
Yeah, things are going really
And Wheeler's one of your main guys in that team.
And remember the hot start he got off to? What were they, like 11-1 or something? Or 9-0-2 out of the gates with Maurice?
You get that when you change coaches, don't you?
Absolutely. Well, not always, but a lot of the time, yeah. A lot of the time. Because they're so sick of the old voice, they're just happy to hear a new one. Well, yeah. His voice might be the old one pretty quick.
McDavid was trending on Twitter in Winnipeg after the Flames win the other night.
I'll tell you what. They could, that team might be the team that needs him more than anyone.
And they can do it. All they have to do is peddle the vets. They've got the bad goaltending to the young kids to play down the stretch.
Because if you, what are they going to do? I said it last, do something.
Yeah.
They don't do anything. And I think it's probably because they can't.
No, I think they can.
What? What could they, though?
There's got to be a market for.
Because they're not going to spend money.
There's got to be a mark. You got to be able to get something for Dustin Byfuglien. He's making $5 million. That's not
a lot.
That's not a ton now.
It's a great ad for a team that loses a defenseman along the way or wants someone to put in front of them in the power play.
You keep your Trubas and Bogosians and, I mean, Wheeler is
part
of that team. But
you're talking a complete Edmonton type deal then, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And is that?
Well, the thing
is that
going
to fly in Winnipeg? I don't think it is.
But we had this conversation. What does that mean?
What are they going to do? Not show up?
Are the fans not going to buy tickets to the games?
Last time they didn't show up, they lost their team. They're going to show up.
They're coming. They're buying jerseys. They're coming. There's nothing else to do there. They love that team.
Yeah.
If you moved Byfuglien, Wheeler, Little, Kane, Ladd, like three of those five guys, two of those five guys, you would be a very mediocre talent-wise hockey club. They got tons of young kids that are knocking on the door. They've got bad goaltending. Why can't they be the Connor McDavid team?
Let's get out. It's 8:04. Derek Wills, when we come back, game day. Flames and Lightning tonight, 7 o'clock at the Dome. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.